Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
My woman from Tokyo? No, I was made for loving you, baby.
It's Kiss.
Yeah, I was made for loving you, right?
Yeah. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Well, where was this when Marcy was here? You didn't know any music she was talking about.
She was talking about heavy metal. Who sings this again?
This is Kiss.
This is the Steven Tyler band? The guy with the long
That's
tongue?
Aerosmith. That's Aerosmith.
Oh, boy.
Let me start out here.
I'm going to take a playoff.
Gene Simmons, Carter says.
Oh, God.
Paul Ace Frehley, don't. Okay, that's enough. No, I'm just kidding. Let me ask you this about the Giant, because unless you need to get into your point about you were saying that the trades were similar, but there was one difference.
Oh, wrong name, same guy. Wait, about the Devers and the Butler deal. Yes, yeah. I do think there's one big difference, and that is this. Jimmy Butler's teammates apparently had a big problem with him. In Miami.
Right.
Spoelstra and he clearly had some stuff going on. He threw him out of a practice. When Jimmy Butler went back to Miami, I didn't recall a whole lot of hugs between him and Hero, and Bam, they didn't really want to talk about it. I don't get the feeling at all that the Boston Red Sox dislike Rafi Devers. Like the players. Like Alex Cora tonight is going to be at Oracle Park.
Right.
They're not going to throw at him. They like him.
Why would they?
His beef was with Craig Breslow in the front office, not with the rest of his team. I do get the feeling that there is still some resentment between the Miami Heat team and Jimmy Butler.
Okay, and I kind of agree with you, but I would say this, and I'm kind of with you. My question on my notepad is, why would the Red Sox throw at Devers? I don't know. And then I thought to myself, will you meet me halfway here, Evan? That if Devers does get plunked tonight, that does tell me his teammates didn't like him, at least at the end.
Well, if he gets by a curveball, it's just accidental.
Sure.
Like, I don't expect to see Dodgers-Padres Part 5 tonight at Oracle Park.
I don't either.
Like Devers is not going to get hit by a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, clearly on purpose, and then the Giants aren't going to respond by hitting, I don't know, Roman Anthony in the elbow on purpose. Like, that's not going down tonight, I don't think. If it does, I would be shocked, because while I don't think that Devers probably was the greatest teammate in the world, you know, he clearly didn't have an interest in being a big mentor or I don't know. Like, but he went about his business. Cora, by all accounts, still likes him, loves him, in fact. And the rest of his teammates, even some of the small things about him not liking some of the young guys, you know, maybe try to usurp him in his position. Like, some of that stuff is either up in the air. We don't know. He said, she said. It really just felt like Devers was done with Craig Breslow, and Craig Breslow was done with him.
Yeah, and the owner. I think the owner was in on it too. But the there's the idea that he's going to get hit. To me, I don't see it. First of all, there's no bad blood between the Red Sox and the Giants.
Not yet.
But
no, there's like, no like big rivalry.
But right, and they're like, just because this trade was made doesn't put bad blood into it. What I do believe, though, is if he gets hit in the ear with a fastball, then that tells me at least somebody on that team did think he was a jerk, or somebody's more likely. I don't think that's going to happen.
The only time that players get thrown at, in my experience, is if they're instructed to. Like, not a lot of pitchers will take it upon themselves. Outside of maybe, who is the guy? There's actually one. There's one example. Hunter Strickland, I think, went Lone Ranger against Bryce Harper. I do think that. You know why? Because Posey didn't try to intervene. Like, I think that there's some examples of players taking it upon themselves. But like, Hunter Dobbins is starting tonight for the Boston Red Sox.
Yep.
I just don't think that Hunter Dobbins has beef with Rafi Devers.
No.
So if he throws at him, it's probably because Cora told him to, which I don't see happening.
No, I don't either. But here's where I want to go with this one. Rafael Devers has 8.5 years remaining on his deal, right?
Yep.
Eight and a half. Is that good?
It could be.
It's a yes or no question, Mr. Giddings.
You know what? I don't like this. Because whenever I do this to you, you bow out, and then you throw it back at me. Is it a good thing? You know what? All right. For where the Giants were, yes, it's a good thing.
Adames is under contract for 7 more years. Is that good?
It's not looking like it. But
And Chappie's under contract for 6 more years. Is that good?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I like the idea of having a core together for a long time. But there's absolutely, and this is why, like, there's absolutely room for this to go bad. There is. Because if those 3 players don't age well, you have a ton of your money wrapped up in 3 guys that aren't helping you. Like, the Red Sox won yesterday, the Giants won yesterday 2-1. Who was the hero?
Wilmer Flores.
Why did he have to pinch hit?
Because they've got a ton of big bats in that lineup.
It's because they have stocked all their bats at one position. They got 3 first basemen. Now, if Chapman comes back, maybe he can help, maybe he doesn't. But they got 3 first basemen, all that can supposedly hit. Devers, Flores, and Smith. And only 2 of those guys can play. So on given nights, Wilmer Flores is going to have to pinch hit. And while he came through, I generally am of the belief that I would like to have my best bats in the lineup. And because of the Devers acquisition, they just can't do that.
Not yet. Not until he can show he can play the field, at least. Here's where I'm at on it. You know how I feel about the Warriors' aged core.
Yep.
I can't stand where the Warriors are right now with their 3 best players all as old as they are. Nevertheless, clearly it's setting up that in about 6-8 years, the Giants may have a situation like this. But there's one difference.
You're thinking so far ahead.
No, but that's – and you kind of touched on my point.
Okay.
I actually think I would have answered those were all good. Adames under contract for 7 more years. Is that good? That is good. And I think the reason it's good for the Giants is because of where they are and why they made the trades. First of all, they're not, you know, they didn't, these guys are all in their primes, essentially.
Yes.
Late 20s, what's Chapman? Early 30s, maybe?
I think he's 30 years old.
Right. So these guys are going to be able to develop, a chemistry.
32.
They're going to grow together.
32.
And they're going to be here for a while. And here's the other thing about the Devers trade and the Adames trade and then the Chapman signing. And I've told this story before. Back in the day, the Warriors had Troy Murphy and Mike Dunleavy under contract. Chris Mullin signed them both to like 5-year deals. And there were a lot of people that were thinking, oh man, you know, these guys got overpaid and they got 5-year deals. And Mullin said the reason he did that was because at the time, the organization kind of had no credibility. It had no reputation around the league. And Mullin told me, look, we needed some stability. We needed to get some guys under contract so that, you know, younger players that they could grow. And if it didn't work out, we'd address that in time. They ended up keeping those guys for a couple years, and then they made a blockbuster trade, which changed their season. Like, there's no reason Posey couldn't do something like that in a year or two if, you know, things start to go a little sideways.
You mean get off him?
Yeah.
Sure. But to me, the only reason you would get off of those guys is because your team's not very good. Like, you're trying to offload money. And that's not where they're at right now. Do I think that they're a World Series contender? No, but I definitely think they're in the mix to make the playoffs. And that's a place they haven't really been. You know, I guess my concern is that they're all going to tail off at the same time. Like, that'd be my biggest concern about having these three contracts that for the most part align, is that when one goes bad, the other is probably going to follow pretty quickly. Like, Devers and his going to hit, but like, his average is going to come down a bit. It's not going to hit for as much power. He might not walk as much. Chapman's glove takes a little bit of a step back. He's not hitting that great right now. Is he a career 240, 230 hitter for the remainder of his time in San Francisco? Adames can't swing his way out of a wet paper bag right now. And if he's going to be this same, I don't think he'll be better, but like, he's never going to be the guy he was last year, I think. So you've acquired three players that are good pieces, but I don't really get the feeling that any of them are the piece. Like, Devers is awesome. Don't get me wrong. I don't think he's ever had a top 10 MVP finish.
He hasn't.
And
he was 11th one year.
He's not going to have a top 10 MVP finish, probably because he doesn't play the field anymore. Or when he does, he's not going to be a great first baseman. So you still are looking for the guy that, like, kind of brings them all together. And that's what I think people overlook with this trade. There's no doubt that Devers is going to help, and he's a really good hitter. But they still don't have the sort of superstar that makes a team, that gets a team over the top, that puts them on the level of those tier one teams that we talked about yesterday. Like, and that player might be out there this offseason. That player could be Eldridge. Might still be in the minors. But they still don't have that guy yet that makes everybody else so much better.
I completely agree. And sometimes when a trade like this happens, there's a tendency to say, oh, Posey got his guy. Posey got a guy. Because I think the way Posey looked at it is, let's say before Farhan's last year, you know, they to me, when they signed Snell and Chapman, it was, I don't know. I don't know if the word's desperation, but they were outliers in a way. But when Chapman got here, I think Buster Posey looked at this team and basically said, we kind of stink. Like, we don't have any, like, we, the first thing we need is some lineup credibility in a way. And so I think he looked at Chapman and said, he's a pro. We're going to keep him here. Then Adames, he's a pro. He's a really good player. They get him in here. Devers, he's a really good player. They get him in here. And none of that precludes him from doing anything else. I think it almost is as simple as, I got to build up our roster with more competent major league players who have been around at least a little bit.
Well, and that's why I think that the Devers deal is, as great as it makes people feel now, the Devers deal was not about the present. It was about the future. I don't think that Posey is looking at this team and saying, eh, maybe he does. We can win it this year. But if I get Devers, he gives us a chance to win it for like four more years. And you got Wisenhunt coming up through the system, is supposed to be pretty good. Eldridge is going to arrive probably at some point later this year, and he's going to be a good hitter for us in the future. You still got Ray for one more year. Webb's under contract. Our bullpen's young, and they're under team control. Like, do you want to be involved in the race, and can they make the playoffs this year? Yes. And then you got a shot. But I think the Devers deal is about, like, he opens their window for contention for 3 to 4 more years. And that's when you can start to say, all right, we're a slugger away. Can Eldridge be that? No. If not, well, maybe we got to go get one, or we got to trade for one. Do we need a third starter because Verlander can't be that guy? Yes. Well, maybe we need to add another arm because someone gets hurt or someone's less effective next season. Like, Devers brings so much more clarity into what the roster construction looks like for the Giants, to me, for the next 3 to 4 seasons. And so that's why the deal was a no-brainer, because he does help you now, and you're still going to be a lot of 3-2 games, 2-1 games like they were yesterday. But he opens up their window next year and the year after that. That's, to me, what it's more about.
Yeah, and I also think that it's about Devers, Adames, and Chapman being better players now than the Giants had, let's say, on their team 3 years ago. And
or even last year.
Or two, yes, and 2 or 3 years from now, Devers, Chapman, and mine drew a blank. Devers, Chapman, and Adames. They will have better teammates in 2 or 3 years than the ones who are here now. So that's another reason why I think they keep the window open. This is not the last move. I think if you're Buster Posey, and you thought this was a potential wild card team, and you wanted it to be something better than that, and you got Devers, and now you think you're a surefire playoff team. Okay, let's see if you make the playoffs first, and let's see how far you go, and then we'll have a sense of how close we are, and it'll be based in reality. You know what I mean? Like they just have to get better over the next few years. It's not necessarily about winning it this year, but that they have staying power and they're going to be a factor in the division for the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's also building a clubhouse of familiar faces. I know that none of the three guys we're talking about, Devers, Adames, and Chapman, are homegrown. But that doesn't mean that they still can't create kind of like a standard or a culture. And I think Posey understands that aspect of things.
Like, I agree.
It's not often that you're going to have someone like him, Posey, who is a homegrown superstar and a potential Hall of Famer, come through and be the standard bearer for your club. In a lot of ways, it's often a team going out to get a free agent or trade for a guy. Like, take the rest of the teams in their division. How many homegrown Dodgers are there?
Feels like a fair amount.
There's a couple. Like, Will Smith is homegrown.
Okay.
Kershaw is obviously homegrown. Those guys are pieces, but they're not their best players. Like, I think Mookie Betts is a big clubhouse guy. He's not a Dodger. Freddie Freeman is a big clubhouse guy. He's not a Dodger. Even Shohei Ohtani, to some extent. Like, what he did last night in L.A., not reacting to getting thrown at, that's a big... He's not a Dodger. You look at even the Padres. Manny Machado, not a Dodger. He's been there for the long... Or, sorry, not a Padre. Has been there for a long time. Like, you can still build a good culture or a positive clubhouse through guys that aren't just homegrown stars. And I think Eldridge has the potential to be one and maybe kind of carry the, you know, the standards, so to speak. But like, I think Posey is he's trying to circumvent that process. Like, we don't have to just wait to see if one of our guys can come through the system. We can set that clubhouse and create a culture now. So when those dudes are ready from our system to help, well, then we already got a couple guys that are great examples.
Yes, and I think the most important part is the guys who are great, quote unquote, examples. They are probably the three of the top five players on the team. So your most professional players are your best players. Like, I'm just thinking of the Warriors, and over the years when they were terrible, do you know how many guys they brought in here and they said, well, he's a true professional. He's gonna help our young guys. Like, they went out and signed Derek Fisher and brought him in because he'd won a title with the Lakers and was known as a pro's pro. So, like, I think what Posey's done is he's done that, get professional guys, leaders in the clubhouse, but they're really good players. Like, they're good players, and they're good enough to be a core on a really good team. And so I agree completely. I don't know if or when Wisenhunt's coming up. I don't know if or when Eldridge is coming up. But when they do, they're going to walk into a clubhouse where the leaders are Adamas, they're Webb, they're Chapman. You know, Devers will probably sit quietly, but he's the best player on the team. But you're right. The culture is now defined by three giants who have only been giants for a year and a half at most. The one who's been here a year and a half.
Well, and the more that I think about it, too, it's like, who have the Giants, if I asked you a year ago what the Giants' core was, just like their lineup, their position players. I'm looking at their roster right now. Chapman, for sure, that was his first season, and ended up becoming Ramos, but he wasn't somebody that was there at the beginning of the year. Wilmer Flores, you know, like all these tenured guys are nice, but in 2022, when they're four games below 500, it's the tail end of Crawford, Jock Peterson, and Tyro Estrada. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing that you could look at for the last couple of teams before this season and say, like, those three dudes are our guys, and they're going to be our guys for the next five seasons.
Right. And I think part of Posey's job is to start trying to pepper the roster with more guys who are everyday players, but more so than that, like, really good everyday players. 888-957-9570 is the number. Boston Red Sox in town for three. Should be a great time at Oracle Park. Giants need to put together a few wins. That segment was brought to you by San Francisco International Airport. Traveling in 2025, start your journey right at San Francisco International Airport with the most nonstop flights from the Bay Area. Easy parking, live performances, tasty food. Why settle for less? Fly from SFO, where your best journeys begin. Visit flysfo.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.